Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Many people living with conditions such as IBS and Crohn's disease can be left in distressing situations when they suddenly need to use the toilet. For them, this isn't a matter of convenience, it's a medical necessity. So there's many bars and restaurants restrict toilet access to paying customers. So what does this mean for those living with long-term digestive conditions, and how can society better support them? Well, my next guest is calling for the introduction of a bowel card, giving people immediate access to toilet facilities when they need it most, helping to remove anxiety and that stress and embarrassment around the whole situation. Labour Party TD Mark Wall from Kildare South joins us on the line. Mark, tell us about what you're calling for and the importance of it.
Yeah, good afternoon, Anna, and thanks very much for having us on. Basically, Anna, what is happening there? There's almost 50,000 people in the country who suffer from Crohn's or colitis or irritable bowel disease, and many more who suffer from other bowel diseases. And the problem that we've come across, and Maria, who I think you're going to speak to shortly, when Maria came to me first, there's issues around people accessing toilets. And when you get a flare-up, and unfortunately, if you suffer from these diseases, and unfortunately, I have Crohn's disease, so you know, I know exactly the problems that people go through.
But you know all too well.
All too well. But if you get a flare-up, you have to know where the nearest toilet facilities are. And that can be in a panic, that can be urgently. And unfortunately, there are so many people that have experiences since myself and Maria started talking about this, that when they went into that retail outlet, when they went in to ask to use the facilities, they were told they couldn't use them. And that is so embarrassing, as you said. And that's why we have to put a statutory footing onto a bill for a no-way card. There are many great organisations like Crohn and Colitis Ireland who have a card at the moment, but that is non-statutory, so it's not accepted in many places. But what we need to see is government getting behind a statutory card. And I've just actually raised it 10 minutes ago with the Tánaiste and the Dáil here as well, Anna. And I hope the government will get behind this card because it's so vital for so many people and a growing number of people in this country who have these bowel diseases.
And Mark, fair play to you bringing it up and putting it forward, calling for it. It's so important. I'm sure there's lots of listeners who'll certainly thank you for calling for something like this. What kind of a reaction did you get?
Yeah, getting a positive reaction so far. So the bill has been drafted and it's currently with the Bills Office. And as I was saying to Maria yesterday, we're hoping to see this bill come back to us for introduction into the Dáil in the next week or so. So after that, then I'll be bringing that forward to the Dáil. And then it's really up to government to support this bill and try and get it through as quickly. One of the big issues, Anna, is obviously the whole idea of insurance. And that is why many of the retailers tell us they can't allow those suffering to use their toilet facilities. So we need to get around to that. We need to get identify retailers for that purpose. And we want to work with Retail Excellence Ireland and the many retailers and also the Insurance Federation about how we get over that. Because this is not for everybody. This is just a card for those that need it most. And it's the embarrassment. It's planning a trip. And you will talk to people who will tell you that they cannot go to late night events because there's no toilet facilities there or they don't know where they are.
The worry of it.
Absolutely, Anna. And that's how important this is. A simple enough card, but so important to the quality of lives for so many people.
OK, I'll come back to you in a moment, Mark, in terms of the mechanics and how you see that working. But I'm going to bring Maria Crowe in. Maria, what would it mean for you and others across the country to get a card like this? Tell us about situations you've found yourself in.
Yeah, hi Anna. Thanks very much for having me on the show. It's actually not just for bowel conditions. I actually have a condition called painful bladder syndrome. So it's when I kind of started the campaign there in the summertime, it was for like people with bowel conditions, but also people with bladder conditions as well. The painful bladder syndrome is basically like a chronic pain condition, and you have to go to the toilet quite a lot. What was happening to me is like due to the lack of toilets in public spaces, and then I was being constantly refused, like in shops and garages. A lot of places now have closed their customer toilets since COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have a Crohn's No Way card. They were very kindly gave me one, even though mine is a bladder condition.
You have a what?
I have the Crohn's No Way card. You know, it says you have like a condition and you need to use the toilet.
Okay.
And even with that card and like, as Mark was saying there, it's very degrading, like, to stand in a retail space and do your medical history to someone, you know, and show them the card and say, like, for me, like, I have excruciating pain if I don't go, like, if I don't pee. And, like, for them to say, no, sorry. You know what I mean? You're left there then in pain trying to go outside looking for somewhere else, and the same thing to explain again to somebody.
When you're experiencing awful pain as it is.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because I can't, you know what I mean? I have a lot of pain if I can't pee when my body tells me to.
Yeah.
And, like, I have found, you know, since all the customer toilets have closed and, like, people are constantly telling me no, that, like, my mental health and the quality of life has been, like, severely impacted. Like, I can't really go, like, yeah, as Mark said, to events. If I'm going somewhere, I have to ring ahead to say, you know, is your toilet in working order? Can customers use it? And that's, like, very, very stressful, like, on a daily basis.
Of course it is. It's debilitating, yeah, if it happens to you as well. I mean, it could be a whole day ruined, especially if you're out at a big, yeah, occasion or something.
Well, I don't go, Anna. That's the problem about it. Like, since I developed this condition, like, the lack of independence now for me, just because there's no toilet. Like, if I had a card and I knew no matter where I went, I could show the card and use the toilet, like, it would mean so much to me personally. You know, the condition is bad enough without, like, everything being taken away from you that really shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm. And it would affect, yeah, your confidence as well. Stay on the line, Maria. We have Emily Larkin, founder of Invisible Disability Ireland, on the line. Emily, how important is it that we recognise these lesser seen disabilities, I suppose?
Yeah, absolutely. The statistic is 80% of all disabilities are invisible. So that's a massive proportion of the population that have hidden conditions. And that includes bowel and bladder. It is roughly, as Mark was saying, about 50,000 people. That's a little over 50,000 people that don't have access to a very basic medical need. And it's not a luxury. It's a necessity for those people. So it's really important that we recognise that it's not people getting, you know, special treatment or jumping the queue. It's people who urgently need to use the bathroom for a variety of medical reasons.
Of course, and it's to maintain their dignity in a situation where they're already stressed, perfectly
Absolutely.
Understandable as well. Ruth got in touch. Ruth, you have a condition where you have the Crohn's and colitis no waiting card. Is it working, or is there still the need for an explainer?
Now, I have ulcerative colitis, and yes, I have. I was given the no waiting card that shows that it says I require use toilet urgently. I have used it when, say, I'm shopping, and I had a very bad flare up last year for about 6 months, so it was debilitating. But I must say that I kind of curtailed my movements a lot during that period, so I wouldn't have used it that much. I wouldn't have gone out that much. I was conscious. But when I did, there was one occasion in an airport that I had to jump the queue, and I showed it to the girl at the top. She allowed me in, but I think I got some funny looks.
Yeah.
You know, going up to the top of the line. And also in a cafe, I think Maria was mentioning that in a cafe, I hadn't used the cafe, I hadn't been a customer there. But as I was passing, I realised I had to urgently go to the toilet, and I rushed in. But I needed their number, their code, to get into the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed my card. I briefly explained, and they allowed me in. But I could imagine, like, I have during that long flare up, I would have lived my life around it. So I wouldn't have put myself in too many occasions. I wouldn't have gone to concerts, as Maria said. I kind of curtailed a few of my outgoings during that period.
Yeah.
And
do you know what strikes me, Ruth, is, you know, I didn't know anything about the no waiting card before today. So I'm wondering, are retail staff briefed on this, hospitality staff, or are you almost doing the full explainer when you need to show the card in an already pretty panicky situation for you?
I speak fast sometimes, but this was at speed of light that I spoke, because I needed to get into the toilet. I needed that passcode. And that they allowed me in. This no waiting card does exist. I'm under a specialist IBD, now it's virtual bowel disease team. There's a slight difference between irritable bowel syndrome and irritable bowel disease. The disease is an autoimmune disease, but it's still the same, like everybody would need to go to toilet.
Of course. I understand. Let me just bring Mark back in. Mark, how do you see it working? Because you can hear the explanation there that it's already a stressful situation, and then you might find yourself having to do an explainer on a shop floor or in a bar or a restaurant or cafe or whatever. It's not ideal at the moment, is it?
Yeah, and that's the problem, man. And it's like what Maria and Ruth and Emily are saying. You have to give your life history almost when you're under a flare up and you need to use the facilities. And that's what we want to avoid here. Yes, Ruth is correct. There is cards there already, but none of them have that statutory funding, and none of them have been advertised to the extent, you know, that you were saying that you were not weren't aware of them. And that's probably replicated right around the country. So we need a campaign behind it as well to let the retailers know that there's a disease there, that people like myself and the other contributors need to use facilities as quickly as possible. And thank you very much to those that are on here today, because it's not an easy conversation to have, and it can be embarrassing. But Maria, in fairness, has come here, and we want to get behind her campaign. And that's what we want to do. We want to ensure that when you need that card, when you need that facility, should I say, that the card will allow you to go straight to the toilet rather than having to explain your life medical history to somebody to get there. And sometimes, you know, for so many people, they don't have the luxury of that particular time, Anna.
Of course, yeah. Maria, it needs to be an instantly recognisable card, doesn't it? In the way the learner driver is instantly recognisable with an N or an L.
That's what myself and Mark were trying to introduce, like a nationwide card. You know what I mean? There'd be the one card throughout the country, and like retailers would know it or recognise it straight away, and then allow people. Like, Anna, it's not going to be, you know, thousands of people every day looking. You know what I mean? It'd be lucky. You know what I mean? If one person a week even goes, you know, shows a card to go into the toilet. You know what I mean? Like, we're just talking, as Mark and that was saying there, about 50,000 people through the whole country. So it's not like, you know what I mean, we have to get new facilities in any places. It's just an odd person might come in and show a card.
It's an extra little bit of consideration where one customer every so often might carry this card. So who would you be including? Crohn's sufferers, first of all, IBS?
Like bladder conditions. I've had people contact me with MS. People with stomas, people with brain injuries as well, said that they have, you know, no toilet control as well. Like, a lot of people since I started the campaign in the summer has reached out with different conditions, but all needing urgent toilet access.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And the stress, I can't even imagine. Mark, how can people support it? What can they do? How can they get behind it?
Yeah, well, we have a social media campaign on Maria's page, the No Way Card Ireland. If people want to go there, or they can do my own social media as well, Mark OCD page. And if we want to hear the stories, because that's what's going to get this over the line, literally, and into the future. As I say, the bill hopefully will be discussed in the Dáil in the next week or so. And then we're going to start some campaigns talking to retailers and talking to insurance companies to get everybody on side and get that recognisable right throughout the country, as Maria has said. But this is a campaign for quality of life, and this is a campaign to make that life easier for so many people, that they can plan their day out, their trips out, and socialise. And even going shopping is a problem for so many people, as Ruth has said as well. So that's what we're about, and we'd love to hear the stories. And thanks very much to News Talk for highlighting this. It is really a valuable, and hopefully will be a valuable resource for so many people, Anna.
Let me just read out a few of the texts before we wrap up this important item, Mark. It really is. Fair play to Mark. Someone says, I have two family members that suffer with some of the conditions that you've referred to, so I would love to see them to be able to avail of this card. Someone else, in every supermarket in Portugal, there are clean public toilets. Why can't the same be done in Ireland? And another texter here, I'm really shocked to hear this, as I drive all over Ireland for a living and have been caught short many times while on the road. But every time I went to an establishment and asked to use their bathrooms, it's never been an issue, regardless if they've got public toilets or not. Now, I don't have any medical issues, the texter says, that forces me to use the facilities, but I found that asking very nicely, I've never been turned away. It's a sad sign of the times when you need a card to let use of your bathroom facilities because you've a medical issue. That's from Oisin. It obviously has happened if there's a need for the card, Mark.
Absolutely, and I know Maria and everyone will tell you that it is. You know, we ask very nicely. Sometimes because of the insurance issue and other issues that may be going on, the retailer says no. And all we're trying to do here, Anna, is ensure that the retailer recognises the card and that they will allow you in. And I know that the people who suffer, and believe me, when you have a flare-up and you need to go to the use of facilities very quickly and you're trying to tell your life story, there's not much time there, believe me. And so all we want to do is we will ask the retailers very nicely, as we all have done, and Maria will back that up as well, but just to get that recognised and make sure that there's no delays. That's all we're asking, because this is a medical condition. It's a lifelong condition for us all, and we need help.
Yeah, I'm thinking of anyone going through prostate cancer, because my dad would have the same issue. You know, he would need to use the toilet quite regularly, and the fear of not being able to get to the toilet would certainly add stress where it's just not required. Someone else says, I'm getting more and more annoyed over this toilet issue. There are so many older people without IBS, etc., but they also need toilets urgently. Put pressure on all of the county councils to build and supervise public loos. So that's a different issue, I suppose, for another day, Mark. Don't leave it up to the private sector as usual. That's Mags. Us people with endometriosis would also benefit from a card, particularly those of us whose endo has adhered to the bowel. So all of that to be considered. Maria, Mark and all of our callers, thank you very much for joining us on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.